السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that today we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Suratul Kahf, chapter number 18 and verse number 29. To recap yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us, قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُ. Only Almighty Allah knows how long the seven sleepers spent there in the cave. But Almighty Allah gave us the answer, 300 solar years and 309 lunar years. And remember, they slept one way, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala would nourish them and sustain them. That is the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. You see, in this past 2-3 days, what had happened? The super moon, and then you see the devastation in New Zealand, and here in our own country, the tornado that hit Annadale. O Ummah, daily beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and say, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظٌ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O Almighty Allah, you are the best one to take care of us and protect us, Ya Allah. وَهُوَ أَرَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Everything belongs solely to Almighty Allah, that which we can see, that which is obscure and hidden from us. It is known to Almighty Allah, because Almighty Allah is Asami'un, Basirun, Alimun. All His attributes, He's all-knowing, His knowledge is all-embracing. He's all-seeing, nothing is obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah. Sami'un is all-hearing, nothing ever can be said or whispered. And Allah does not know, Allah knows what thoughts go through our mind. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي sudur. That the eyes that are disloyal and what we hide, our niyat, intention, motives, the ulterior motives and hidden agenda, all that is known to Almighty Allah. You, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read to humanity, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. You recite and rehearse to them, whatever revelation is sent to you from the book of Almighty Allah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will receive two types of revelation. Wahi matlu, that revelation that is Quran Sharif. We read it in our salat and so forth. And wahi ghair matlu, innama al-a'malu bin niyat, all these ahadith. So remember that also is wahi and revelation, but you can't read that whilst you are performing salat. Next verse, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala praises the beloved Sahaba and students and companions of the Master alayhi salam. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. Your Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must stay with them. Associate yourself with them. Exercise restraint in this manner that when the enemies tell you they want a special meeting, a special majlis with you, and the poor Sahaba must not be there, Bilal must not be there, Ammar bin Yasir must not be there, Suhaib Rumi must not be there. Nay, Allah says you stay with them. And the rationale and wisdom is very easy to understand. When the Master, alayhi salatu salam, is with the beloved Sahaba, the nafa, the benefit, is definite and yaqini and certain. And those people, maybe they embrace Islam. Majority of them will reject. So it is something mashkook, it is something doubtful. So that which is certain and definite, you do that first, and then you worry about that. Maybe they will accept, maybe they will not accept. So don't accede to their request. Yes, they want, they must come and sit here with your beloved students. Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Udar al-Hijra, Khalifa Harun Rashid Tawlhim, O Imam, my sons, they are the prince and the royal family, so you must come here to the palace and teach them. Thus is Imam Malik, he said, O Harun Rashid, knowledge is such, you have to search, look for it, look for it. So tell your sons to come and sit here in the dars, in the lesson. We don't go to the king's houses, to the ruler's houses, to go and teach them. That is what made our imams such great beacons of light. They never ever sold themselves out to the rulers and the leaders. So yeah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded that you stay with them, teach them. You redo nawaja. Sahaba are worshipping, calling Allah daytime, nighttime, all the time. It means solely, only for the pleasure of Allah. وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ Do not let your eyes mubarak, your gaze mubarak, go beyond them. The non-Muslims, they want to accept, alhamdulillah. They don't want to accept, it's their choice. They do so at their own peril, and they will face the consequences. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Are you looking and searching for the beauty and adornment of this worldly life? The address is to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, but you and me, we are meant. Obviously, Nabi alayhi salatu salam will never be deceived by this dunya, but you and me, we get easily deceived. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, genius, the master of the Arabic language, a linguist par excellence, used to address the dunya and say, Ghurri ghayri. Go and deceive someone else, O dunya, don't come by me. Me and you, he, Sayyidina Ali, used to say, I gave you 3 talaq, finish. Today's lesson, Almighty Allah tells us, Surah 18, Surah Kahf, verse 29. وَقُولِ لَحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ And you, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, this is the truth from your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Rabb is that that and that being. You look at our teeth, when we were born, no teeth. Then the milk teeth, then the permanent teeth. That is Allah, Jalla wa Ala. That He takes us from stage to stage, face to face, with perfection, beauty, glory. Therefore we say, Subhanallah. Everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah. Now Almighty Allah wants humanity. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ Whosoever wants, he brings iman. Born a Muslim, embraces Islam, you do so, and you will see the consequences. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ And whosoever wants, then he commits kufr, blasphemy, shirk, atheism, all these satanic systems. Now Almighty Allah mentions the consequences of both parties. Al-ashya'u tu'urafu bi-azdadiha. Things are recognized by their opposites. First, Almighty Allah speaks about Jahannam. Did we read Fajr Salah today? On time? Did we say after Fajr Salat 7 times, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, or Allahumma ajirni minan nar? 7 times after Fajr, 7 times after Maghrib is sunnah to say these words. Oh beloved Allah, save me, protect me from the fire, the hadith in Abu Dawood. And if you read collective, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save me, my wife, my children, my parents, make intention for everybody. So that is what the true Muslim does. Inna a'tadna lidh-dhalimina naran ahata bihim suradiquha. Inna, we, Allah is pressing, and Almighty Allah is telling us the plural, and that is the royal pronoun. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala uses it as a symbol of respect and reverence. And Almighty Allah is emphasizing His authority, showing us His power. I will use the singular, I will use the plural, never use analogy of me on any creation. I am Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is none equal to Allah in any aspect, any respect. Any person, any organization then says that this person, that person is equal to Allah in any aspect. فَقَدْ كَفَرَ, they're out of the fold of Islam. So remember, you can never equate anybody, anything, at any time, any place with Almighty Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's none like Almighty Allah. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا, indeed we have already prepared for the zalims, the non-Muslims, whether they die on kufr and blasphemy, whether they die on shirk, and that is ascribing somebody something to Almighty Allah. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe Jannah, Jahannam, Paradise, Hellfire is already in existence, and the Master Habib Allah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited it on that miraculous nocturnal journey of Isra from Makkah to Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, then from there to the 7 heavens and beyond. That is Mi'raj. أحاط بهم سرادقها, hence the fire we have already prepared for these oppressors and transgressors. أحاط بهم سرادقها, the tent has already been surrounded around them, meaning the tent of that fire of the Jahannam is already placed, and they will be entering their tent, and they will never be able to escape from there. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ كُلَّمَا رَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا. Every time they look for an exit route, they are dumped back into that fire. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, taste the burning furnace and the burning fire. Allah mahfadhna minhu. Look at the word suradiquha. First translation, أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا, the tent of the Jahannam will be around them, surrounding them. Second translation, أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا دُخَانُهَا وَلَهَبُهَا, the smoke and the flame will be surrounding them. Allah forbid somebody's shop, somebody's factory, somebody's premises get burnt. And you know the smoke that emanates from there. So that surrounds that building. And even sometimes the fire brigade, they don't want to go in there, the personnel of these fire chaps. And remember that the smoke and the fire, the flames, all that prevents them. Although they have their special uniform, fireproof and so forth. And we see that happening today. Then what about Jahannam and the hellfire? So second translation, the fire will be surrounding them. The flames and the smoke of the fire will be surrounding them. And there will be no exit route, no escape route. You see, when we're in the plane, before the plane takes off, they tell you, look around you for the exit route. Allah forbid if there is emergencies. So there they will be looking day and night. But Allah says, even when their skin burns, kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayra liyadhuqul adhab. When that skin burns, one layer, automatically all might Allah will replace it with another layer, skin grafting. But not by people and doctors and physicians. This will be done automatically bi qudratillahi wa mashiyatihi, with the power and the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is what's going to happen to them. You know, when a person is in such a place where the heat is intense and you feel so thirsty, or you want to douse the flames, you want to extinguish the fire. So what do you think of? The first thing is water. وَإِيَسْتَغِيثُ. And if and when they seek help, they want assistance, غَوْث. They want the help from Almighty Allah. Yughathu, they will be given assistance. Allah is mocking them. They ask for assistance, this is the help. Bima'in, so they will be given the help with such a shower, with such water, kalmuhuli, like molten lead. Lead that is molten lead. Yashwil huju, and instead of water coming out from that shower, it will be burning their faces and their body. Zikrul juz wa muradul kul. The face is mentioned, but the entire body will be incinerated and burning. Can me and you, one ordinary matches stick, and now you want to burn something, and it burns the tip of our finger, whole day we crying. That Jahannam, 70 times, Allah alone knows how many times, 70 li takthir, 70 is used for many, many fold. So it means that Jahannam fire, fariqun fil jannati wa fariqun fil sa'ir. By Allah, there are two parties. One party, the mu'mineen, the mukhlisin, muwahideen. Those who die with Iman and Islam, they enter Jannah bi fadlillahi wa karamihi wa judihi, with the mercy, grace of Almighty Allah. And the other group, they are fi sa'ir, the blazing fire. And they enter the fire and Jahannam bi adlihi wa adalatihi, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this will be applicable to mushrikeen, polytheists. This will be applicable to the kafirin, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. To the munafiqeen, they will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam, who only paid lip service to Islam, but their hearts were devoid of Iman and Islam. When they beg for water and they ask for water, Almighty Allah tells us about this in various verses in the Noble Quran. La yadhuquna fiha bardan wala sharaba. They will not taste there in Jahannam anything cool that will soothe their desires. Wala sharaba, no liquids for them. Illa hamimah wa ghassaqa, but the boiling water, and that will be burning them. Allah mahfazna wa ghassaqa, and the pus. Can we imagine? This is Quran, O Muslim. Surah 78, verses 24 and 25. Almighty Allah warning us, don't play with this deen of Allah. Allah forbid we land up in Jahannam. See what Quran says. Bi'isa sharab. What a horrible, terrible liquid and drink it is. They ask for water. Okay, I give you water. You mock the deen, you mock the messenger, you mock the Quran, you mock the Islam. Now we give you the punishment. The punishment must suit the crime. Bi'isa sharab wa sa'at murtafaqa. And what a horrible, terrible drink and liquid is given to them. And what a horrible, terrible place to rest in. Murtafaqa was meant to be a place where today when you travel, they tell you this is a resting place. They tell you this is a place that is comfortable for you for relaxation. So that is what it's supposed to be. But for these people, wasa'at murtafaqa. Bi'isal mihad. When your baby is born, you put that shawl, you put that blanket, you put that carpet at the bottom to make it so comfortable for that baby, the apple of your eye, the flower of your heart. So that is mihad. But Allah says for them, in Jahannam what will be put will be a horrible, terrible blanket, carpet, shawl for them. It's full of fire and flames. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Verily those people who have iman, iman in what Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala commanded us without any reservation, unconditionally we submit and surrender. People criticize us, no matter. Wa amilu salihat. They enhance that iman with the righteous deeds. They enhance the love for Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by imitating the Master alayhi salatu salam. Fattabi'uni yuhbibukumullah. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. Imitate me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. You become the beloved of Allah. Inna la nudhi'u ajra man ahsana amala. We will never squander and waste. We, Allah uses the pronoun, the royal pronoun, to stamp His authority. I'm Allah. I'm fa'alul lima yurid. I do as I please, and none in the entire creation can question me. Inna la nudhi'u ajra man ahsana amala. We will never let it go to waste. Ajra, the reward. Man ahsana amala, the reward of those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. Ahsana amala, they did their actions beautifully. We read Zuhr Salat now. How did we read? We don't even know the surahs we read. Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, just going through the motions. Nay. That when we read Salat, we are in communication with Allah. As-salatu as-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. That is the link and the nexus between the servant, slave and Almighty Allah. So that is why it is so important. The first quality of the true believers after Iman and Islam, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are those people when they read Salat with so much humility, devotion, concentration. When people live with Iman, die with Iman, then Almighty Allah knows this human being. He's always looking for some reward. Yes, Allah, I will do so. But what incentives are there for me? Human being is driven by incentives. What will I get, Ya Allah? Allah created us. Allah says, I give you in this world, that's a bonus. Your health, your honor, your wealth, everything I give you, that is not even 1%. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. Almighty Allah rewards them in this world. وَحُسْنَا. See the word. Your actions were good. So Allah will give you the handsome, the optimum, the maximum reward. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. And Allah will give you the best of the best. Jannatul Firdaus, Jannatul Na'im. Removing all the veils and curtain, O creation, O Muslim, look at Allah, look at your Khalik, look at your Malik. Allah will say, La ashatu alaykum abada, I will never be displeased with you again. So these three bounties, entering into Jannah and staying there perpetually, seeing Almighty Allah and the pleasure of Allah, these are the greatest bounties beyond the comprehension and perception of any human being. Man ahsana amala, this is in store. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ أَدْنٍ. For them are the gardens of eternity. Gardens. For every believer, person entering Jannah, minimum 4 Jannahs. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Whosoever fears standing in the court of Allah, ordinary court, ordinary mortal, when people have to go, they phoning us, please give me a dua, tomorrow I have to go to court, just to stand in the magistrate, in front of the judge, who is breaking already, what will happen on that day? وَلِمَنَ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Two jannats in front. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. Beside the first two, I give you another two. Imagine. That is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. So the jannat that is perpetual, everlasting. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنَارِ. So beneath those gardens, why is jannah called jannah? Jim noon means hidden. Junoon, insanity, madness, Allah protect us, hidden. Jinn, hidden. Janin, the fetus in the mother's womb, hidden. So all this, so Jannah is called Jannah. You won't see the floor. When we walk in the 5-star, 6-star, 7-star hotel, then how you walk, you think you are floating, because it's such a wonderful place. But no comparison at all to Jannah. So Almighty Allah says, تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. So the rivulets and the streams will be flowing there. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَّبَنٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمَرٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ. So some streams of water, some of alcohol, some of honey, some of milk. Subhanallah. Allah has mentioned all this in the Quran Kareem. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا. They will be adorned and beautified in the Jannah. مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ. With the bracelets. The man will have the bracelets. The women will have the bangles. مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. Made of genuine gold. Today they tell us it's genuine gold, but we know it's membilawat bi hai. We know some other ingredients have also been used. But Allah says ذَهَب 100%. No doubt in it, no iota of doubt in it. وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُدْرًا. And they will wear the clothing green, green in color. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. And the clothing the jannatis will wear will be made of silk. Therefore, for the man to wear genuine silk in this world is not permissible. To have genuine gold for the man is not permissible. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day emerged from the Hujra Mubarakah, from the Mubarak house. One Mubarak hand, the gold. Another Mubarak hand, that was the silver, the silk. And then the master said, alayhi salatu salam, huma haramun ala zukuri ummati. This genuine gold and genuine silk is haram upon the man of this ummah. Authentic hadith, open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُدْرًا مِّن سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ. ثِيَابًا خُدْرًا. So the green, green clothes and attire. مِّن سُنْدُسٍ. From the fine, fine silk. وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ. From the thick, thick silk. So both type of silk will be given to them. The thin one, the thick one, the embroidery, everything. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ. They will be reclining on their sofas. You got your lazy boy? I got my lazy boy. Sometime we want to relax. So then we open the lazy boy. And then we just relax. And then we sleep away sometimes. So remember, all that is just temporary. 5 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, 1 hour. They muttaqiina fiha alal araik. So they'll be reclining, relaxing, and whatever they want, immediately, instantly, they will get. Yeah, in this world, DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. You press the button, nothing, hope happens. Oh, the lights went off. So remember that, captured by Guptas, maybe, Allah knows. So, muttaqiina fiha alal araik. So remember that they will be reclining on arika. Not the sofa of mine and yours, the goma goma. That's so far which Allah says, Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. So the hospitality, I'm your host and you are my guest. We go for Umrah and Hajj, we do you for Rahman, the guest of Allah. But that is 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, and then we're back. But there we are the guest of Almighty Allah perpetually. Did you ask Allah for Jannah? Hadith in Tirmidhi, thrice a day the person who asks Allah for Jannah, Jannah will intercede for him. Thrice a day the person who begs Allah for refuge and protection, Ya Allah, protect me from Jahannam. Jahannam and the fire will say, even I don't want him. Beg Allah, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Don't worry of people. Let connect ourselves to Allah. Make dua for your deceased, our beloved parents, our children, our friends. Allahumma arzuqhum jannat al-firdaus. So you beg Allah. Ni'mat thawab. What an excellent reward. Subhanallah. Allah saying excellent. There, for the non-Muslims, Allah said, وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقَى What a horrible, terrible place to rest in for the Jannatis. وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقَى How beautiful, how excellent, how delicious everything will be. The food, the hoors, everything. No worry, no sorry. That is Jannatul Firdaus. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil.